Chapter 18.
Towels, more towels. Damp them down with rose water, please.
Brother Hollyberry bustled about the beds that had been set up in the upper gallery, mopping a brow here, administering a dose there, tucking blankets in firmer.
Please lie still, Burley. Plenty of cool drinks and sweat it out under those blankets. There's a good mole.
Sister Nasturtium looked up from the table where she was working with bowl and pestle and wiped her brow.
Oh, we're running low on dried motherwort and lemon verbena, brother. This is the last of it I'm using.
Thrugan put aside a napkin she was dipping in rose water.
Leave that to me, sister. I'll take a trip in a moss flower woods right now and gather some. Anything else you need while I'm in the woodlands, brother?
Hollyberry scratched his chin.
Nightshade berries. Light red ones if you can. The dark red berries are far too squashy. Perhaps you can take a look around for Dumble while you're there, Thrugan.
That little snippet.
The otter lady shook her head and chuckled.
I told you once nor a dozen times he's gone off with that brother of mine. Dumble and Thrug are close as peas in a pod. You take my word for it. Oh, I do hope you're right.
Abbess Vale left off laying out clean sheets and sat down on the side of a truckle bed. A small mole named Droony took a large sucking swig of cold mint tea and half sat up.
Oh, she'd be right, marm, never fear. I see Dumble myself just afore he went off, and he said as he'd fetch me back oyster flowering to make I better, so him did.
Sister Nasturtium ground the pestle hard into the bowl.
Droony, you naughty little creature. Why did you not tell us this before now?
The small mole let his head fall back onto the pillow.
I'm sorry, Sister Aspersham. I were sick as an old frog.
Nasturtium hurried over and drew the blankets gently up to his chin. She wiped the furry little brow with a napkin.
Yes, of course you were, Droony. I didn't mean to be sharp with you. Forgive me.
She sat down on the edge of the bed and mopped her own brow.
Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
Faith Spinney felt her forehead.
Are you all right, my dear? My, you do look frazzled.
Nasturtium stood up, swaying a little.
Silly me, complaining of the heat. Now all of a sudden I feel quite cold.
Abbess Vale placed a paw about her shoulders.
Good job, I've just made up this fresh bed, sister. Time you had a rest. You're a patient from now on.
Droony waved a limp paw at Nasturtium.
Plenty of rosy water in medicine for a sister. Now you lie abed and go to sleep. Do we good.
Thank you, Dr. Droony.
Hollyberry smiled as he mopped the little mole's brow.
Now, how about taking a bit of your own advice and trying to get some sleep?
The abbess and Faith Spinney folded a sheet together, worry and concern showing through the weariness on their faces.
Oh, Faith, do you think Thrug will get the flowers of Istor?
There, Vale, I'm sure he will. Mr. Thrug is a good otter. I hope he's taking good care of Baby Dumble.
Thrug and Baby Dumble were in fine form, composing songs as they marched northward on the old path.
Oh, give me a road to walk along and a bite of food or two. I'll tramp and eat the livelong day, my little friend, with you.
Dumble rummaged in the haversack and found a vegetable pasty. Passing it down to Thrug, the infant dormouse threw back his head and sang uproariously loudly.
Oh, I'll sit on top of Mr. Thrug and give him food to scoff. Cos he's my great big matey and he won't let me fall off.
Thrug munched the pasty as he thought of his next verse.
Oh, Dumble is a scallywag, fat as a little frog. He's eaten so much victuals, he's heavier than a hog.